Yo, what's up guys? Amir Fazella here from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong. And I am back for another episode of Bars, Plates and Protein Shakes. It's been a while, been a fair few days since the last one. And it's actually mostly due to just having a very, very, very full plate. In between setting up Adonis Athletics Paddington, which obviously is our newest, our fifth location, and being in between there and where I usually am to coach Adonis Athletics Granville, and just a lot going on, good things, but things that need to get done, things that sort of hold me back from doing other things like this that I usually get to do for various reasons. Maybe this episode, I'll talk about a little bit of an update on as to what's going on with things in the background, what it really takes to run a gym, to open a gym, and address a question that I get asked from people from time to time since I've been working on Adonis Athletics Paddington. And, you know, that is just basically people ask me, you know, why are you doing it? Why are you going through all of this headache and putting yourself at risk that it could potentially fail, which, I mean, it's a real risk. Any business could obviously potentially fail. You could go backwards and you could lose all the money that you have invested into it. And, you know, a lot of people also ask us, you know, so what's really required? What do you really got to do? How much of a pressure is there really? And so maybe I'll give you guys a little bit of an insight as to what it takes to open a gym and why it is I want to open Adonis Athletics Paddington, even though I don't really have to. So I guess first we'll run through why I'm opening a gym, I'll first run you through what are the processes, what are the things that are going on in the background that most people don't get to see, that, you know, people just sometimes just see the surface, they just see, this gym just opened up and seems to be going good, it's got all the right equipment, wow, very nice, Lucky the owner, Mr. X or Mrs. Y or whatever. I wish I could do that. So let me run you through a little bit about what it takes and why it's not a fairy tale story like a lot of people might tend to think it is. What's really involved? I'll tell you what's been involved up to now, up to where we are now. So opening a gym and you know, most gyms of sort of the size of Adonis Athletics, you know, most performance gyms, warehouse style gyms, will go a little something like this. You got to first make sure that you have the commitment to see it through, because you got to understand that once you open, you are very likely not going to see any profit at all for a good year, probably more. We've been lucky at Adonis Athletics with the way that I have set up the operations and the business model, that every single Adonis Athletics franchise that has opened till now, they have, except for the first one, the very first one which I opened for a different reason, which I'll get into later, but other than that one, every single Adonis Athletics that has opened so far, so Adonis Athletics Castle Hill, Campbelltown and Penrith, have been able to get to a position where they can pay their expenses, so meaning rent, electricity, all that stuff, inside 3 months. Yep, inside 3 months, that's right. Which is mostly unheard of for a lot of businesses. Usually it takes a lot longer than that, and typically businesses and business owners out of pocket for a lot longer than that. But it's just the way that we have set up the business structure, and also the reason why they are allowed to, or able to grow that quickly and be able to take that pressure off their shoulder in regards to paying the bills is because we run lean. Adonis Athletics does not borrow money to open its gyms. We owe nothing to the banks, and we take very great care to purchase equipment at the right price, and we take great care that every single dollar that we do spend on equipment is spent wisely on equipment that's actually useful, and equipment that's not expensive for no reason, for the sake of just being expensive. So that plays a huge part in regards to our ability to grow. The other thing that has played a huge part in the gym's ability to grow in every single franchise is the fact that we have built trust in the people, in the public, over the last 8 years. We're just over 8 years old now since the very first Adonis Athletics opened. And in that time, we have paid the cost. We've paid our dues, and we have created multiple Australian world champions. We've created results again and again for people who have just come in to train at a recreational level. You know, we love what we do, and I guess it's shown itself over time through to people who follow us. There's people out there like you guys, our fans. Thank you very much, by the way. Greatly appreciated. We love every single one of you, and all the feedback that you give us, whether it's good or bad, everything is always taken on board. It's really, really important to us as an organization and to me personally. So, you know, always let us know what you think, what you like, what you don't like, how we can change, how we can be better. So that's in part that side of things that I was talking about in regards to the gym so far. So one thing you want to always keep in mind, like I was saying, is when you're opening a new place, you want to understand that realistically you are going to be out of pocket for a fair while, and you have to be prepared to make sacrifices in your lifestyle, to make sacrifices in regards to the nice things you want to buy and the good, nice places you want to go to and all that jazz. You're going to have to learn to step outside your comfort zone, that pampered zone that you normally probably are accustomed to. And a lot of people are firstly not willing to do that. They don't want to step outside their comfort zone. They don't want to do things that they're not used to doing. But that's also why they will never progress, and they will never get to do these types of things. And when I say never progress, I mean never progress as far as being able to have their own business and sort of be their own boss. And that's not a bad thing, by the way. Some people, I firmly believe, some people are not made, are not built to be business owners. They are not supposed to be. In fact, they would probably ruin their lives and the lives of those around them if they tried to do so. They would operate much better. They would do much, much better in this society for themselves and for the benefit of the people around them, their families and things like that, if they were, for example, managers of a company, if they if they were even just normal workers that were going in and out as part of a bigger company, or they had people under their wings, a team that they had to manage, things like that. Some people, that's their element. That's where they do better, and that's where they need to stay. So that's very important. But going back to the topic as to the things that you just gotta like look out for and expect. And not only are you expecting to be out of pocket for quite some time, you also need to get a lot of things in order. So you need to account for certain costs that foreseeable, as well as costs that are not foreseeable. So, for example, you got to account for and get a very good idea of how much you want to spend or have to spend on equipment as a bare minimum. What type of fit out work or renovation work you need to be doing inside the place that you're going. Where we are now, the toilet needs to be touched up a little bit. It's a little bit old and it needs a shower in there, for example. So a toilet needs to be put in, a shower needs to be put in, dividing walls needs to be built, a brand new basin needs to be built, mirrors need to be put up, tiles need to be accounted for. A part of the wall that was part of the toilet wall need to actually be a hole needed to be cut out in there so that a door could be put in that's non-existent now. So that's already been done now. Literally a hole got cut into the concrete wall for a new door to go in, which is getting done now next week. Plumbers got to come in, do their work. Tyler's got to come in, do their work, waterproofers, all that stuff. You got to account for other things such as, for example, security systems and cameras and back-to-base monitoring, which is very crucial for Adonis Athletics. We always like to make sure safety is number one priority. I want to make sure everyone is training in an environment where it's safe. Not just under the coach's supervision, but even outside of that, when there are no coaches, we want to make sure that everybody is being watched and looked after in case anything goes wrong. So that needs to be accounted for. You need to account for a cost on top of that. So you always want to still add, after you account for everything, you still want to add 30-40% to that budget and make sure that you have all that ready to go. See, on top of that, you also got to make sure that you don't neglect the current members that are there just because you have Adonis Athletics Paddington coming up. And so that's very important to me. And you got to do that, or I got to do that, by being able to make sure that I have competent people at the helm, which I do, in the shape of our coaches, Dan and Alfonso. I've also been lucky enough, been blessed enough, that we had Jared, one of our new interns who has actually traveled over, all expenses paid by himself, from the United States to do an internship with us for a few months as part of his course back home. He could have gone anywhere in the world, but he decided to come to Adonis Athletics, and we are really grateful for that. I feel really honored and I feel really humbled that somebody from halfway across the world literally found us and found us important enough and valuable enough to be able to come all this way and be able to sit down with us and learn from us. And of course, I hope we can also learn from him. As is always the case, everybody always has something to teach you. Never forget that. That budget is always set and thought about. And then you have to think that you have to set an extra budget again on top of that. For when you actually open the doors, you're not going to have enough members. Likely, you're not going to have enough members straight away to be able to pay the rent and the bills and the costs and expenses. So you're going to be totally out of pocket for a fair while, a few months, maybe more than a few months. And all of those are factors that are always in the back of your head as somebody who is starting a business. And it is stressful. It's definitely stressful, let me tell you. And so hearing all this, you might think to yourself, well, why are you doing it? What's the point of all this? Why do you need all these problems on your plate, all these things to think about and consider, when everything is already good? You've got, you know, Granville. It's established, been there over 8 years. The other branches are growing. They have they have great coaches at the helm there who are taking care of things. They are producing results again and again. why disturb the system? Why create yourself this mess? And I'll give you an answer. I'll give you a very easy answer to a very, in some ways, closed-minded question. And the reason is because the only thing I'm interested in and the only thing I chase is to be better and to create more. And to have something to show when it's all over. When my day comes and I've got to look back and look at my life's resume, what is it I'm going to be able to say I did? Did I, you know, because it's all about your own standards, right? And where you're willing to draw the line. Like, are you happy telling yourself, I played it safe where I was and sort of stayed at that level, didn't reach any new levels, but at the same time, I didn't fall back, I didn't fall down, you know, kept it safe, but at the same time, I didn't progress either. I didn't really find out what I could achieve. I didn't really push my capabilities to its limits. I didn't push the envelope, and I didn't really see what I could do. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that thought is very scary to me. For me, I dread the day that I would, it would be my time, and I will look back and say, I didn't reach my potential. I am truly afraid of that. I'm really scared of that. I want to do more and more and be as active as possible whilst I can, especially in my younger years, while I've got the energy, while the responsibilities on my shoulders are not as much as they're going to be later. And I just want to turn the wheels. I want to turn them until they are absolutely set on fire. And either they fall off or they get me to the destination I want to get to. That's why I do it. That's why I'm disturbing the system. That's why I am disturbing my comfort zone, and I'm stepping outside of it. Even though I don't have to at all. If I had stayed where I was, it would be totally fine. I would, in fact, have some of the luxuries that I normally get to enjoy, of, you know, being able to go out to a nice place or do XYZ with friends and family. I will have to cut back on that. And I will have to cut back on that for quite some time. And even then, it may not pay off. It may not pay off. I may fall down, and I may fall down hard. But I tell you what, if I'm going to fall down, I'm going to go down swinging. And to tell you the truth, honestly, I don't even think about it like that. I don't think that I'm going to fall down. I don't think of it as an option. I don't think of failure as an option. I just think of it like basically that I'm going to do whatever it is in my power until I get my way, until I win, until I get what I need to get. That's how I think of it. And I'm totally prepared, fully prepared for very hard times that may come up. I may need to hustle extra hard and figure out different ways where I may have to sustain Adonis Athletics Paddington when it's open, in regards to paying the bills there and all that stuff. But I just know I am more than willing to eat all the shit I need to eat to make it happen. I'm willing to pay the cost to get this one off the ground, because this one is important to me. And I'll tell you why it's important to me, is because opening an Adonis Athletics around the Sydney CBD or the eastern suburbs has always been a goal of mine for maybe the last 5 years. 4 or 5 years. And I feel like it's that the tasks that needs to get done, that goal that needs to get ticked. And if I can make it, then I have maybe pushed myself into a new frontier. I have maybe helped push the company into a new frontier. For me, it's just about progress. I would feel like I have progressed much more. And that's all I'm interested in. I'm just interested in achieving new things, unlocking new levels, like a video game, I guess, if you want to think of it like that. That's all I'm after. And for me to be able to do it is very important. For me to be able to show that I can do it is very important, because I don't have any business partners. I never have, because mostly because of my personality type. I can't work well with other people when I'm trying to work on a project that's a creation of my mind, if that makes sense. I can work well with other people when it's a third party sort of idea, and we're all coming together to do something. But I can't, if it's something that's originally my intended idea, I would have a hard time trying to explain it. I would feel like I'm getting weighed down or slowed down, if that makes any sense, if I was to do it with somebody else. So there are no business partners, and there are no loans, no borrowed money. Everything I'm doing from my own hard work and the money that I saved instead of blowing it on stupid shit. And that's all I'm interested in. I just care about improving, and I just care about being in a better place as far as career progression, as far as personal development, as far as developing as a business person. In the coming months and in the coming year and the years. That's all I'm really interested in, and it's a way for me to test myself. The stakes are high, yes, but that's kind of what makes it exciting for me, if that makes any sense. Kind of like gambling, but not as stupid, and probably a lot more controllable, a lot more in your control than something just like. Something where you just put coins in a machine and pull the lever. So this is gonna be, you know, the deja vu of setting up another Adonis from scratch, just like I did 8 years ago, by myself with my own two hands, putting equipment together, calling upon obviously help of friends in moving things, putting things together, or whatever it may be, just like before. But this time, this Adonis Athletics is going to be bigger and much more decked out than the very first one that opened 8 years ago. And I honestly cannot wait to make my vision come alive at this new one, and just bring our own unique version and brand of Adonis Athletics, of strength and performance, to Sydney's CBD and Sydney's East. I've been dreaming about it, I've been thinking about it, I've been planning it for years. I've been looking for a suitable space for years, and all of a sudden, just like that, I was walking down the street one day on Oxford Street, on iconic Oxford Street, Paddington, and I came across this empty shop that had been empty for a while. Put my hands on the glass, put my head up to my hands, looked inside, and I saw exactly where all the equipment will go and how it will be set up. And I thought to myself, this place can work. Rang the guy, agent came, showed me the place. I gave him an offer, he took it. and never looked back since. It's been a tough fair few months, back and forth with things like council and getting equipment, getting it all delivered, trying to organize different tradies to come in to do different things, and it's just been a really big drag that's been really stressful. Let me tell you, I get stressed just like the next guy, just like the next girl. I'm no different. The only way you can deal with it is you just continue to remember why you started in the first place. And, you know, you ask yourself, you can quit right now, but would you be happy if you did? And the answer is always, when I think of it, is no. I would feel like an absolute coward if I came this far and I didn't follow through with it all the fucking way. That's just a little bit of an update for you guys. A little bit of an insight into my mind. I hope I didn't bore you too much. I hope it gives you a little bit of an idea of this type of things that's involved and why it is I do what I do every day, and what I strive to do and get done and achieve with Adonis Athletics. And I hope I get to meet every single one of the listeners, the fans who follow me personally on Instagram, follow the pages of the gyms on Instagram, listen to this podcast right here. Everybody who knows about us, has talked well about us, even those of you who've talked bad about us, I hope I meet you as well. And I hope I can change your mind. I hope I can turn you into a true motherfucking fan as well, because the intention is great. You know, what I try to do, what I try to achieve, and the team that I have around me, I'm really thankful for the team that I have around me. I can never say it enough. I don't have any business partners, like I never did since I started. But with that being said, that does not mean that I did all of this by myself. Nobody does anything great by themselves. Everybody gets to where they get to by standing on the shoulders of giants and asking other people for help, especially other people who are willing to help with open arms, and also people who have been there and done it. They've got the experience and are willing to give you part of that experience, part of that knowledge, and help you get to where you want to get to. So if you have something in your mind that you want to achieve, you want to do, you want to get to, and it just seems like it would be totally outside your comfort zone, guess what, guys? You're going to have to go backwards in order to go forwards. You can't swing from one branch to another and not let go of the branch you're already in at some point and be in mid-air before you snatch the next branch, if that makes any sense. You have to have some power of risk-taking and calculated risk-taking, but it's going to be there, and there's always going to be a risk. You're not always going to guarantee anything, at least not when it's worth risking. I hope it inspires some of you guys to take action towards things that you want, and I hope you do actually get those things. Until the next episode, this is Amir Fazeli from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong, and this is Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.